entrailles.
Thousand Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. I'm here with you again. They keep trying to keep me out, but I keep coming back. They can't keep me out of here. Celebrating our 20th year, and now here a second of a two-part series on shoegaze. So the irrepressible shoegaze genre. As frequent listeners of the show will know, I enjoy these books published by 33 and a Third. Lovely publishing house. I believe they're out of New York and London, one of the two, written by Ryan Pinkard. Last week, it was the old school shoegaze. This week, it's going to be... Well, you know, what's funny is that there's a huge playlist in the back of the book. They've got some old stuff and the new stuff, but a lot of the new stuff is by artists who were around the first time the genre was named in the early 90s. So the new stuff is going to be by a lot of the older album or by the older artists, and so we'll work in some new artists, too, I promise. As evidence of that, we're going to start off here with the Drop 19s. This is a Boston band who were part of the shoegaze scene. This is Scapa Flow from their record. It's a terrific record. Came out last year. Hard Light is the name of the record. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford for WMFO.
Yeah.
All right, so we're having a little difficulty here playing Ride. There shouldn't be this much silence. Let's try something else. Let's try another song. Oh boy, that's disappointing. All right, let's move on then. That's fine, we can move on. I can do that. It's not like I'm not prepared or anything. I have tons of songs here. So this is our shoegaze show. And I was trying to play Ride. They're touring now and they have a new record. This is a great record they put out in 2017, and I was trying to play from that. Instead, we're going to play something else. And hold on a second. Why don't we do this? Let's play. You know, the Jesus and Mary Chain didn't get played on the last show that I had. Let's do that instead. I think that'll be fun. This one is off of Psycho Candy. Brilliant record. And we never. We're going to go with Some Candy Talking. This is track number. I have to tell myself what it is. This is sort of it's like live theater with bad sound, which I experienced earlier. So now we have to wait for the CD to queue up. You know, what's funny is that shoegaze is kind of like a genre that has been sort of made up, and I'm really kind of leaning into it here. So it's kind of a good thing that I have all kinds of extra music. Here it is from Jesus and Mary Chain, Thousands Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Cause hearts are the easiest things you can break. a battle sense can start again. A battle sense can start again.
There's the Engineers. Actually, it's just Engineers with Clean Colored Wire. From Three Fact Fader, prior to that, Curve, a classic, fait accompli from Doppelganger Ride with the Linoy Point from Weather Diary. So eventually we got to it, even though it tripped me up earlier. I don't know how that happened or what was going on. Like, I just really unplugged it and plugged it back in and it worked. I don't know. It's like the equivalent of rebooting. Jesus and Mary Chain. So I played them because they're sort of like a progenitor of this genre, of the shoegaze genre. Their record, Psycho Candy, came out in 85. So well before shoegaze became a thing, but they were very noisy and with ethereal swirling guitars and like vocals that are down in the mix. It was very much a shoegaze sound before shoegaze came to be. So that's our theme here, second in a two-part series. This one focusing kind of a mixture of some of the classics I didn't get to last week with some new stuff like Engineers. And speaking of the classics, let's hear this one from Kitchens of Distinction, Drive That Fast from Strange Free World, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 meant for WMFO. We'll be right back. All right, that's No Joy. From Wait to Pleasure, that's Hair Tarot Eyes. Prior to that, the Boo Radleys with Does This Hurt from Everything's Up. With Everything's All Right Forever. Sorry, I didn't need to hear that again. I put the wrong level down. I was too focused on talking to you. The Radio Department prior to that with Strange Things Will Happen from Lesser Matters. That's something a little newer, though it does say 2003 here on the Rivendell tracker thing. The Radio Department, Strange Things Will Happen, and it was Kitchens of Distinction, Drive That Fast from Strange Few Worlds. So I saw Kitchens of Distinction live in the 930 Club in Washington, D.C., and it was like one of the maybe a handful of times where it was just sheer white noise, just like caterwauling white noise, like a wall of white noise. It was just like smoke and like a strobe light and just outright noise. And all you couldn't really see, or you couldn't see anything, and all you could hear was noise. Which is funny because you wouldn't expect that from a band that did such a good job with Drive That Fast, which has a nice little pop hook there. But that's sort of how shoegaze was. And then, so we did get a sampling of some of the newer bands, I guess, the second wave, No Joy, from last year, and the Radio Department, actually, that was 20 years ago, so not quite new, but anyway. All right, let's move on. It's a band, the short-lived, the Faith Healers. This is their song, Hippie Hole, from Lido. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Come on.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to talk over a swear driver. Love that song. Did you hear the queuing up? That was like an actual MP3 of my recording of the actual vinyl, the track off the original vinyl. There you go. All right, we're actually not going to end with this. We're going to end with Slow Dive, the much maligned Slow Dive. Now they've returned. They're popular as they were before, probably more so now than before. We're going to hear Sugar for the Pill from their self-titled record, 1,000 Points of Light. I'll see you next week here on WMFO. Thank you.